You're listening to SBS News.
Researchers at Deakin University in Canberra have found some toddler milks contain up to 8 grams more sugar than fresh whole milk for each serving of just under 1 cup. Commissioned by Vic Health, the study was based on PhD findings by Jennifer McCann, who said toddler milk is different from infant formula, which is considered a necessary alternative to breast milk by health professionals. Her research found toddler milk is not only unnecessary for babies over 12 months old, but less healthy than regular cow's milk.
Toddler milk, those didn't exist at all, even, 10 years ago. So they've really come onto the market in the last decade. And there's more sugar, less calcium, less protein. So all, and just from normal cow's milk, that's, so kids that age should be eating normal family foods portioned into kids' size.
Nama Zohar is a mother of 4, including 2 toddlers, who live in Melbourne. She feeds her younger children infant formula instead of dairy milk for cultural reasons.
We come from Israel, and in the Mediterranean, we don't really drink milk, large amounts of just glasses of milk. We use it in cooking, and we use it in cereals, and we use it in other foods or baking. But to actually drink a glass of milk is not something that we were brought up knowing or doing. So we've just never really gone down that route of introducing milk. And it's only for 6 months until they fully know how to feed themselves.
Vic Health is an independent health promotion foundation which focuses on Victoria's health policy. Vic Health's Coronavirus Victorian Wellbeing Impact Study, a survey of 2,000 Victorians, found 1 in 6 respondents was worried about being able to afford food in the first COVID-19 lockdown. The organisation's chief executive officer, Dr. Sandro De Maio, says toddler milk is putting undue cost pressure on families. The study found toddler milks sold in Australia average 4 times the cost of regular dairy milks.
If drank daily, toddler milk would cost a family around $23 more each month than regular milk. Now, over a year, that's a whopping $280 extra dollars from the family budget on a product that's unnecessary and may even be harmful to a child's health. We're calling on the federal government to urgently act to set higher standards for more honest labelling of added sugars and how these toddler products are marketed to families.
Alice Pryor, who manages Parents' Voice, an Australian advocacy group for families, said it's worrying to see how manufacturers and their marketers are using social media.
It's really worrying to see manufacturers using sneaky tactics to promote toddler milks and foods. Popular Instagram influencers promote these toddler milks and foods in a very authentic way, so it is hard for their loyal followers to determine whether it's an ad or a paid partnership.
Ms. McCann, who works as a nutritionist while undertaking her PhD, says toddler milks would add an extra 3 kilograms of sugar per year to a toddler drinking less than 1 cup each day. She said the products also fall into a regulatory loophole when it comes to marketing.
So basically, toddler milks are very loosely regulated, I would say. They fall under special purpose food and a supplementary food. That's what they're meant to be. For special conditions, so some, like a child who's had a special medical condition and they can't meet their nutrient needs, that's the purpose of a toddler milk, whereas they're being marketed as an everyday food that your toddler needs and you're missing out if you don't get it for them.
Camille Bianchi, SBS News.